Hey everybody, welcome to 60 Seconds to Impact. My name's Cody Fitzgeralds. And in today's episode, what I want to do is just share my story a little bit further. For those of you who don't really know me, maybe you'll listen to this podcast and maybe you've never even met me, but you've been impacted by the posts that I try to create and put out in the world, which is really just try to inspire people and to get people to live truly their best life and the best version of themselves. So what I'm going to do is really just start at, you know, growing up and then kind of transition into really lessons out of different areas of my life that hopefully you can take and really implement immediately into your life. And they're pretty big lessons because they're going to be overarching themes really in the last about 10 to 12 years of my life. So we'll just kind of jump right in. And really growing up, it really wasn't an out of the ordinary childhood. You know, grew up in a very loving home, had a lot of support from my parents, grew up with a brother and sister, was involved in a lot of sports, was just really given really every opportunity in the world to be a good kid, right? And grew up in a loving environment, which is really good. And my parents taught me a lot, and so did my brother and sister, about responsibility, being the oldest child. And grew up in Dubuque, Iowa, where I originate now. I was born in St. Louis, Missouri. I only lived there for about 6 months to a year. And then my parents moved to Dubuque. And, you know, even through my elementary years, it was, you know, again, very, very ordinary. Had a great time. Went to Irving Elementary School here in Dubuque, Iowa. And, definitely developed a lot of friendships throughout the years, and even in middle school and high school as well. And now we'll kind of transition to some of the more big, impactful moments of my life, because I want to still keep this podcast pretty short, even though it's going to be longer, much longer than the 60 seconds. So this is the big first, I guess, area and challenge that I had in my life, and really how I overcame it. I actually had an eating disorder from about the age of 12 to about 15, 16. And I had anorexia. And, you know, it got to a point where, just to kind of give you a little bit of the details, because I do want to give some context to these lessons, because I think it really helps, as I got down to about 60 pounds, I was about 4'11", and quite honestly, I was probably on the verge of dying. It was probably a couple months, who really knows for sure, but it got to a point where I was going to be sent to a facility, and did not end up going there. I eventually kind of, it was after many, many months, but kind of dug myself out of it, really challenged myself, and got on the road to recovery. Now, a lot of people, you know, if you would know me, you, even if you don't, you just say, why did you do that? And I don't know for sure. I definitely have some obsessive tendencies, and what I've done today, and really the lesson out of that, is too, you can overcome absolutely any challenge, guys. Absolutely any challenge in your life that you're going through, you can overcome. I really, really believe that, no matter how bad it is. And the second thing is use your tendencies. I definitely have an obsessive nature about me, and I do not want to change that whatsoever, because it makes me such a valuable asset to the world. You got to learn to channel the things that you're really passionate about, if they're negative for you, if you're using them as negative tendencies, to bring them into a positive light, to be able to use them for the betterment of yourself and the world. So that's really the first big lesson. That lasts from about 12 to about 16 years old. The next thing I'm going to talk about is my running career. I was a local, regional, and national caliber runner, and had a lot of fun. Met a lot of cool people, experienced a lot of very amazing races, went to a lot of cool parts of the country. But really what I want to focus on is entering high school. For my freshman year of high school, I was coached at Dubuque Senior High School here in Dubuque, Iowa, by a man by the name of Jim Mountain. Now, Jim, the biggest thing he taught me was a lot of different things, but the biggest thing he taught me was how to believe in myself. And I remember specifically one time, it was during practice, and the rest of the team had all gone down to the track, and we were up just, you know, maybe 400 to 600 meters away from the team. And he just kind of pulled me aside and, you know, just kind of said that, you know, Cody, you have the potential to be one of the greatest runners to ever come through these doors. And there's been some national talent that's gone on to do great things in college and even after college on a more national scale. And I was just really humbled by that, but also it really allowed me to see a version of me that I had not yet seen. So the lesson out of this is instill in people a vision in themselves that they can't see because you need to place it there for them. And it's very, very impactful on that person. And it's the status quo. It's the typical quote of nobody remembers what you said, but they remember how you made them feel. How are you making people feel by your presence on a daily basis? Does it energize people or does it drain people? The next lesson I'll talk about is about the tail end of my high school years, and kind of in the middle, I started dating a girl named Meredith Petty, and you know, she really taught me a lot about relationships, and we're still dating today, almost 8 years later. And the biggest lesson I pull from that is, you know, loyalty. She's the most loyal person I know, and she's really always been by my side through thick and thin, and it really goes to the biggest lesson there is to just stick by people when the going gets tough, because it's not easy, but it is worth it. The next lesson is kind of towards the very end, the senior year I'm graduating from high school. I got involved with a business organization called Amway in leadership team development. Now, what this essentially was the opportunity to build your own business for very low investment, and you have access to thousands of products to be able to market and sell to people. Now, what I learned from that is many different things. Learn how to recruit people, selling, communication, public speaking, getting in front of people. I was in front of thousands of people at one point speaking and just really pulled things out of me that, in my opinion, I never would have developed if I never would have got involved in the business opportunity. And did very, very well, recruited over 100 people, made some good money, but really it was the skills and what it developed in my inner self that really I use today. But the biggest lesson there is to get around winners and people that are going somewhere. I was around some incredible, incredible people that I could go all day on some of the people I was around, and they had great family lives. They made a lot of money. They had nice things. They had great relationships with their parents. A lot of them were fit. They spoke well. They talked well. They used good grammar. They were just great human beings. So surrounding yourself with great people. The next thing is, so after my senior year, I went on to Iowa State, where I only went to school for a year and then dropped out. And looking back on it now, it was a very, very tough decision. Now, the biggest lesson out of this, and I'll put context around it, is you got to go with your gut, and you can't be impacted by the opinions of other people when you know what you want to do. So it was a really hard decision on myself and my family, and you know, it's not typical, right? It's not popular to not go to college. But I had 100% faith in myself that I knew I was going to get the job done with whatever I did. I was very sales oriented. I was very entrepreneurial oriented, and I knew that big things were going to happen. So really the key lesson there is go with your gut on things. And then the final lesson really revolves around where I'm at today at Cottingham and Butler. I started there at 19 years old, 3 months after leaving Iowa State for May, and then I started in that September. Was really given a 5% chance of getting a full-time position and was told that by people inside the organization. And that's not a negative thing. I was only 19 years old. I mean, it obviously isn't great chances, but they could have said, Cody, you have a 0.0001% chance to actually get in a full-time position here. And I made the most of that opportunity. I was cold calling, made thousands of cold calls to business owners over a six-month period, did well enough. They gave me a six-month full-time position. And then now for the last 4 years, I've been in a sales position where I've dominated, created a lot of revenue for the company, hit really good targets, now manage people, impact people, help people. I, you know, would consider myself influential within especially the younger people in the organization. And it's been a lot of fun and learned so many lessons. But again, it goes back to you just got to believe in yourself. And the question you have to ask yourself is, are you making the most of the opportunities in your life? Only you know that. And you know that if you're not putting your best potential and your best efforts forward to put yourself in those situations. So I hope this gave you a little bit more context to my life. You know, it's by no means am I a massive success, but I've made very key decisions over my life, whether it's personal development that I learned from Amway and Leadership Team Development, overcoming obstacles from my eating disorder, selling skills from Cottingham and Butler, relationship skills from Meredith, or believing in myself and seeing a vision for my future from my running coach. What can you pull from your life that are assets to you to really make you the best human being possible? And I really just encourage you to really share your story as I've shared mine, because I think the world needs to hear more people's stories, because this right here, I know for a fact, even if it only impacts one person, this podcast episode will impact at least one person. And if you can impact people in your life, you're going to leave a legacy.